Shalom to all! Today's daf is Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Gimel, and in the Eisbach Shurus Daf, we're starting right at the top of the Amud, and the article Shurus Daf, we're starting the seventh line with the words Haisal Matam Asara, and today's daf is sponsored Lilo Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarabas Yakim Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we learned two dinim in the Mishnah, one that we've been discussing previously, which is that a Sukkah that's above 20 Amos is Pasul. The other din is that a Sukkah which is lower than 10 Tfachim, meaning the airspace within the Sukkah is not higher than 10 Tfachim, that's also Pasul. Says the Gemara, Haisal Matam Asara, let's say the airspace of the Sukkah is exactly 10 tfachim, and he hung decorations there from the schach that one could technically use as schach, meaning instead of using these decorations, you technically could use them for schach. That minimizes the space in the sukkah to pasul it. That's because since they're kosher for schach, now that they're hanging below 10 tfachim, that minimizes the airspace to less than 10 tfachim, so sukkah is pasul. If not, if they can't be used as kosher schach, it minimizes the airspace, but it's still kosher, and that's because we just view them as kalim or whatever it is in the sukkah. In the same way, if a person brings his bowl into the sukkah, there's technically less than 10 tefachim of airspace here because the bowl is taking up some of it. That's not going to pasul the sukkah. Same thing here, these decorations that are hanging from the schach, since they can't be used as kosher schach, they don't minimize the airspace and it's still kosher. We have the opposite the other way around. Let's say the sukkah is higher than 20 amos, and you hung decorations there that could be used for schach, that minimizes the space to kosher it. So if now the space is less than 20 amos from these hanging decorations, it would be kosher. Vimlav, if not, if they can't be used as schach, mematim balapsol, it minimizes the space, but it's still pasul because the kosher schach is still above 20 amos. Now, Amar Rav Shammai says, Kishem sha'amru l'malon, kach amru l'maton. The same way they said this above, it's the same thing below. For example, kash v'tevin, if he has hay or straw at the bottom of a sukkah on the floor, and that raises the floor, so now there's less than 20 amos, ein mematim ba, that does not minimize the height of the sukkah, and that's because kash and tevin are eaten by animals, so he's going to end up clearing them out of his sukkah, and therefore it can't be considered like it's part of his sukkah that now minimizes the 20 amah height. However, if he has dirt or pebbles in the bottom of his sukkah and that raises the floor, so now there's less than 20 amahs, that is a miyut because he's just going to leave the dirt and rocks there. And Amar Rabbi Yisrobon, he tells us, if grasses were growing in a sukkah, that's not considered a miyut, that doesn't minimize the 20 amahs of height. Now we ask a general question, how do we know that above 10 tfachim, meaning once we're at 10 tfachim, height above the ground, that's considered a different rishos, and so we only need the walls to go up to 10 tfachim, and we don't need more than that. We know the minimum height of a mechitza of a kosher wall is 10 tfachim. Why is it only 10? Where does that come from? So Bavo says, B'shem Roshim ben Lakish, the pasuk tells us, V'nayati l'cha sham, I'm going to appear to you over there. Hashem tells Moshe, V'dibarte itcha me'al kapayres, and I'm going to speak to you from above the kapayres. We know the kapayres is the lid, which is on top of the arayin. And Uksiv, the pasuk says, Atem re'isem kimen ha-shamayim dibarte machem. You've seen that I spoke to you from shamayim. Now my Dibor, Shemar La'alon, just like this Dibor that's said over there in the second pasuk that we quoted, that Hashem is speaking from Shemayim, Rishos Acheres, that Dibor is coming from a totally different Rishos. Shemayim is obviously a different Rishos than the Aretz. Av Dibor, Shemar Kan, so to the Dibor that's said over here, that Hashem is going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu from above the Kapayres, Rishos Acheres, that's a totally different Rishos. So we see that a Dibor coming from above the Kapayres is in a different Rishos, and we know this was at 10 Tfachim of height. So ask the Gemara of Aron Le Tisha Tfachim Hu, wasn't the Aron 9 Tfachim high and not 10? So the Beis Rabbeinu Amr, the Beis Rabbeinu said, the Kapayres tefach, the Kapayres itself was a tefach. We have the Aron, which is 9 tefachim, and the Kapayres, the lid or the cover of the Aron, that was a tefach high. So when we're above the Kapayres, that's 10 tefachim of height. Now, Rabbi Zeir asked the following, Minay the Kapayres tefach, how do we know the Kapayres was a tefach? And Tanur Chanan ben Shmuel, he teaches, Kol Kalim Shoyev Mikdash, all the Kalim that were in the base of Mikdash, Nasna Tayr Midas Arkon Varachban Vishir Kaimasan, the Tayr gave a very clear description of how long, wide, and high they are, Chotzmana Kapayres, except for the Kapayres, Shinasna Tayr Midas Arkon Rachba, the Torah describes how long and wide it is. It doesn't say how tall it is. But we're going to learn from the smallest of the kelim in the base of Mikdash. What does the pasuk say? And you should make a border of a tefach around it. This is regarding the shulchan. Makan tefach. Just like over here, the mizgeres, this border around the shulchan, was a tefach. Afkan tefach. So over here, the kapayres was a tefach. But we ask, maybe we should learn from the following. The pasuk says, you shall make a golden crown for its border all around, and makan kolshu, afkan kolshu. Just like this golden crown was just a kolshu, it could even be the tiniest amount, so too, maybe the kapayres was a kolshu. So Gemara says, you're right, my kedoyin, what now? Bottom line is, how do we learn the kapayres was a tefach? So of Achad bar Yaakov Omar, he says, the pasuk tells us, penei, as in when we're talking about blood sprinklings towards the kapayres, it says, al penei ha kapayres, and penei literally means face, and ein penei, p'chusen mitefach, the word penei, face, is not less than a tefach. because we know that the smallest face that we have is the face of a baby, which is a minimum of a tefach. That's how we know the kaparis was a tefach. Rabbi Yisabai, he asks as follows. How is it that we can learn that above 10 tefachim is a totally different rishos from the arayin? Ilu migdal shu oimid b'sei chabayis, kavaya kama. If you have a closet of sorts inside your house, which is very high, it could be even more than 10 tefachim high. Shema einim mutal l'shtamish m'sei chabayis m'sei chabayis. Do you think that you're not going to be able to use it from it to the house and from the house to it? If you're standing in your room and you want to take something out of your closet, you want to put something on top of your closet, you're not allowed to do that because it's a separate rishos within your house? Obviously not. Your house is rishos ayachid, and everything contained within that rishos ayachid is considered to be all part of the same rishos ayachid, and so it should be the same thing with the mishkan. The mishkan's rishos ayachid, the aron's in the kodesh kadashim, and so how could you say that above the aron is considered a separate rishos? It's all part of the same house. Al rather, we have a clarification of this. It must be b'shasha hayim rabeil and esaruchos and ankaimin. We're talking about when the aron would be mirabeya the directions for them. This is referring to when they were traveling in the midbar and they came to a new spot that they had to reset the mishkan up in. What do they do first? They put down the aron, so now the aron's not surrounded by anything, and b'nes, it would be mirabeya the ruchais, literally meaning it would square off the directions. We know that the entrance of the mishkan is towards the east and the back of it was the west, so they'd put the aron down and it would situate itself in the proper direction, and then they would build the mishkan around it. So at that point in time, the aron wasn't surrounded by walls, so it was its own rishus hayachid, and that's what we're referring to. Now we continue clarifying this. Gimel and base on top. Nicha kamando amar ba'amas shisha. This all got according to Mando Amar that the measurement of the kalim of the mikdash were based off of an amma of 6 tfachim. Brom kamando amar ba'amas chamisha. However, according to Mando Amar, that the amma of the kalim of base of mikdash was measured with a 5 tefach amma. Va'aron lo yishev tefachim mechzahu. Wasn't the aron only 7.5 tefachim? This machlekes that we find throughout Shas when discussing the kalim of mishkan of the base of mikdash is: do we measure them based off of a 5 tefach amma or 6 tefach amma? Amas habinyan, the amma of building it, everyone agrees is 6 tefachim. But what about of the kalim? And that makes a nafgamina, because the pasuk doesn't say how many tefachim the aron is. It says how many amas it is, and the height is listed as 1.5. So according to the Mando Amar, that it's a 6 tefach amma. So it's great. 1.5 amas is 6 plus 3 tefachim, so that's 9 tefachim. And 9 tefachim plus the kapayres is 10. However, it's a 5 tefach amma. That means that 1.5 amas of height is only 7.5 tefachim. So how do we get to 10? And to this, Rav Yaakov Amar, he tells us, the base of Yanai, Rav Shimon Yitzadok, is Mechalik, the measure of Yanai, and Rav Shimon Yitzadok, Chad Yalflamina Aron, one of them learns from the Aron like we just did, Bavacharna Yalflamina Galois, the other one learns from the Galois. These are the wagons that were used to transport the Mishkan. They were 10 Tfachim high off the ground, and we learn throughout the Gemara that the Isser of transferring from Rosh Hashram to Rosh Hashanah and vice versa is learned from the Galois, from the wagons, and so that's where we learn the 10 Tfachim from. Now, Valeyodinon, Mandi Yalflamina Aron, Umandi Yalflamina Galois, we don't know who is it that learns from the Aron, who learns from the Galois. And now we have an answer. Mistaber the base Rabbanai Yalfin Lomina Aron. It's logical to say that it's base measure Rabbanai who learns from the Aron. Base Rabbanai Amri, base Rabbanai says Aron Tisha v'Kaparis Tafach. The Aron was 9 and the Kaparis was 1. So we see from here that it's base Rabbanai. Therefore, must be the Rav Shimon Yitzadok is the one who learns from the Galois. Rav Zeir Bayer, Rav Zeir asks as follows: Minayin LaGalois Shein Gvayis Asara? How do we know that the Galois were 10 tefachim high? Where do we get this from? Now Amr Rabbi Yis comments on this. Vafilu Tamer Gvayis Asara. Even if you want to say the Galois were 10 tefachim high, like Tani B'Shein Rav Nechemya, don't we have a brisa in the name of Rav Nechemya? In the description of the Agalois, what does the pasuk say? Tzav. It calls them Eglois Tzav. Now Tzav, in modern day Hebrew, means a turtle. As I will explain, what does that mean? That these Eglois, these wagons, were Tzav. Kamin Kamrasta Hayu. They were covered with like a curved covering. If you ever see those pictures of old prairie America where they traveled in these covered wagons of sort with this like tarp or cloth covering? That's basically the idea of what these wagons were. And so that's how they looked. We have an issue because Ilu Charbash Sarabim Kavaya Asara. If we have a hole in the Rosh Hasharabim that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, Shema Eino Eser L'Shtamash Mitoichel Rosh Hasharabim Rosh Hasharabim Mitoichel, isn't it of course usher to use it from the Rosh Hasharabim into it or from it into the Rosh Hasharabim? That's obvious. If you have a hole in the Rosh Hasharabim, which is the size of Rosh Hasharabim, it's 10 by 4, of course you're not allowed to transfer from the Rosh Hasharabim into the hole or from the hole to the Rosh Hasharabim. And that's what these wagons were. The wagons, even if they were 10 tefachim high, that doesn't make a difference. Since they were covered, that's basically a hole in the Rosh Hasharabim, so it's obvious you can't transfer to and from them. What's the discussion? Al rather, we clarify this, when they were being maishet, when they were handing or passing the beams of the Mishkan to and from, to Rutois Hayu, they were uncovered. And since they're not covered, now it's important that we say that they're considered their own rishos, because then we can learn from here that simply the fact that they're 10 tefachim high shows that above 10 tefachim is considered its own rishos. And that's how we can learn from the uncovered wagons of the Mishkan to this din regarding sukkah, regarding mechitza in general, that above 10 tefachim is considered its own rishos. So we only need to have mechitza up until 10 tefachim and not more than that. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow discussing the walls of the sukkah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.